The Quran said 14 and a half centuries ago, اقتربت الساعة, that hour has come close. The hour is nigh. Judgment is near. قال سبحانه, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. The hour has come close. The moon has split. قال سبحانه, اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. The reckoning of man has come near. They said, when is the hour? He said, عسى أن يكون قريبا. It might be very close. The hour is close, and everyone is accountable for his own deeds. The Rasul said, كيف أنعم وقد التقم صاحب القرن القرن وحنى جبهته وأصغى سمعه ينتظر أن يؤمر فينفخ. How can I relax? And the owner of the trumpet, the custodian of the trumpet, has lifted it to his mouth, and he has put the focus of his hearing, focused, attentive. When will the Lord decree that I blow the trumpet? And when it comes, it is a sudden event. The ahadith state that a textile worker will have the cloth and scissors, and he wants to cut it, and the trumpet blows. It's a sudden one. But before its advent, the Prophet told us the signs will appear. You know, like you want to travel from here to Bunbury, you go on the road and it says 200 kilometers Bunbury. And then it says 150 kilometers Bunbury. And then it says 100 Bunbury. 50. It's supposed to give you an idea of the proximity. So the Rasul gave us signs that when these come to pass, know that the hour is close. And subhanAllah, both major signs and minor signs, big signs and small signs, and the small signs multiple. The small signs, the scholars say, is almost done. There's just a few left. Then comes the big signs. How will they come? الأمارات أي علامات خرزات منزومات في سلك فإن يقطع السلك يتبع بعضها بعضا. They are like beads on a necklace. When it gets cut, they will follow one after the other. The Dajjal comes. After the Dajjal, in the year, Masih comes, Isa alayhi salam. Ya'juj and Ma'juj come. The sun rises from the west. خصف بالمشرق وخصف بالمغرب وخصف في جزيرة العرب. A landslide in the east, a landslide in the west, and one in the Arab Peninsula. A fire that will start from Yemen. The major signs is what we're waiting for. And when they pass, when Allah Rabbul Izzah wishes and understand that no one knows when judgment will come. قال سبحانه إن الله عنده علم الساعة. It is a possessive pronoun. With me alone is the knowledge of the hour. Understand, no one knows when Qiyamah will come. No one knows where they're gonna die and when they're gonna die. You know, they tell me, my grandmother said, when this clock hits here, I will die. And she died. I said, she's lying. No one knows when they're gonna die. Coincidence happen. Grandmother say, every 2 days I'm gonna die. And once she gets it right, khalas, no one knows.
Do they wait for anything other than the hour to come to them suddenly? For its signs have certainly come. Look at what Allah Azza wa Jalla said, faqad jaa. No, he didn't say even jaa, he said faqad jaa. Certainly, the signs of the hour have already come. فَأَنَّا لَهُمْ إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ ذِكْرَاهُمْ. So how will they be able to do anything? I mean, how will they be able to remember Allah? How will they be able to turn to Allah if what has been, if this thing that has been reminded to them when it comes? we know that some of the signs of the hour, once they come, you will not be able to believe after that. Meaning, you will not be able, if a person is not a Muslim, they will not be able to change to Islam after that. As Allah Azza wa Jal said at the end of Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 158, يَوْمَ يَأْتِي بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلُ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا. On the day when some of the signs of your Lord will come, it will not benefit a soul to have believed if it had not believed before or earned some good through its iman. And there will come a sign. Many of the scholars said it is the rising of the sun from the west. After that happens, the door to Islam is closed. And there is no way to become a Muslim after that. The door to Islam is closed. Allah Azza wa Jal will not accept the shahada from the, after that time. But this issue is serious, it's severe. It's a serious issue. It's not a light issue, it's a big issue. That a person might run out of time. They might say, I'm going to change, I'm going to be better, I'm going to start doing the things I want to do. And then the major sign may come upon them and nothing is accepted from them. Minor signs precede the day of judgment by a long time. Meaning they don't happen, all of them, immediately at the time of the day of judgment. They come over a long period of time. So minor signs happen over a prolonged period of time. That's the first thing. Some of them will happen near to the day of judgment. Some of them will happen very far from the day of judgment. They don't come like a minor sign comes and then the day of judgment comes next. They are spread out. And the second thing is that they are normal events. In other words, they are not supernatural or miraculous events. Like, so you're not going to see like the sun change direction or something come down from the heavens or, you know, like a beast come out of the earth. They are generally from the things which are within the laws of the universe to happen. They don't break the laws of the universe. They don't break the physical laws of the universe. Such as the loss of knowledge through the death of the scholars, the appearance of ignorance, drinking alcohol, building tall buildings. These are things that are within the laws of the physical laws of the universe. And they are things that don't happen like people will drink alcohol, then the day of judgment will come. Rather, this will increase over time. It will happen over a prolonged period of time. And it will be something which doesn't go against the physical laws of the universe. Some of them will happen before the major signs. And some of them will happen with the major signs. So one of the mistakes people have is they believe that the minor signs will all happen before the major signs. And that's not correct. Rather, some of the minor signs will happen in between the major signs. So it's not the case that all of the minor signs come, then all of the major signs come. The minor signs are split all the way from the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until the coming of the hour. The minor signs are spread all the way through. As for the major signs, the first difference is they are huge events. They are like really huge, huge events. They generally break the laws of the universe. Yani they are like miraculous or supernatural in nature. And they don't, it's not like just, you know, like there is something, you know, for example, the Dajjal will come and he will come with, yeah, and he'll be able to command the sky and the sky will rain upon a people and command the earth and it will bring out its treasures and so. So it's a miraculous, supernatural kind of sign. It's not something that is like, or people will drink alcohol. It's outside of the normal physical laws of the universe. And they will happen together, close to the hour. So the first one is the appearance of the Dajjal, and then they will follow each other in quick succession until the fire, which is the last one, the fire that will gather the people to their final resting place, and then the hour will come. So they are very close together, and they come one after the other, and they finish with the Day of Judgment. So these are differences between the major signs and the minor signs. And some of the ulama, they looked at it from a different angle. They said we can divide the signs of the hour into three things. Signs that have come and gone. Signs that have come and gone. And signs that have come and are still going on. And things that have not yet happened. And both of these are not contradictory, you can use them both together. There are signs that have happened and gone, like the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This sign has come and gone. And then there are signs that have come and are only increasing, like the appearance of trials and tribulations. Every year that goes by, the trials in every decade and every generation, the trials become worse than the trials of the past. And the building of tall buildings, the buildings are getting taller. It's not come and gone, it's come and it's getting more. And then there are ones that have not yet appeared, like the Dajjal and the beast that will come out from the earth and speak to the people, and so on and so forth.